Jesus Christ, our living hope. To God be the glory. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll open up the service and have God's word presented here this morning. If we could get everyone's attention real quick. We're grateful that you're here this morning in God's house. Jesus Christ is our living hope. That may not be real to you here this morning because of things that are happening in your life, but I can guarantee you that He will set you free. He has the power of setting you free from the things that you're dealing with that's keeping you from Him. Every day He's out there looking for you, wanting you to have fellowship with Him. But because of the things of this world and the sins that we carry with us from day to day, we just don't see a need in fellowshipping with Jesus. Our God understood that. He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on Calvary, to pay the price, to make final payment for all our sins. Because all we have to do is believe that. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And believe God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. As the Holy Spirit speaks with you this morning, and you'll know He's speaking to you, you'll feel it in your heart. You'll feel that calling, that tug, that says, come and have fellowship with Me. We have an altar over there. Don't worry about the person sitting next to you. They won't be with you on Judgment Day. What you need to do is realize that today is the day of salvation. If you feel that tug, don't wait. Come on up for prayer and ask Jesus to save you. If you don't want to walk up to this altar, sit right where you're at and say, Jesus, save me. To God be the glory. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this wonderful Saturday that You've given us. We're grateful, Lord, that we are in the house of God again this Saturday. Holy Spirit, we ask You to take total control of this gathering that we have here this morning. We want to thank all the volunteers for giving up their Saturday to come down to serve in the name of Jesus. We thank You for all the clothes and the food that You've provided, Lord, and all the good things, the glasses, the Bibles, the things, the canned goods over on the table, all the things that are here provided by our Lord Jesus Christ, free in the name of Jesus. He loves us so much, He will continually provide the things that we need. As always, asking You to do is come and have fellowship with Him. Father, we do want to thank You again. We thank You for Pastor Dave giving the message here this morning. And we pray that the hearts will be touched. God's Word never returns void. As once it goes out there, it will move in your heart. It will touch your heart and touch your mind. Let today be your day. October the 11th, 2019. Or October 12th. God, You know what day it is. To God be the glory. We thank You and we praise You. And we give You the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. 12th, yeah. Let's give my dad a hand because that was beautiful. Amen. Well, that's my dear old dad right there. And I remember back 22 years ago walking up and down the streets of Akron passing out sandwiches. And, you know, the Bible says that we are saved by grace through faith. And it's not of ourselves. It's God's gift. But then He goes on to say that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. So we thought, well, okay, so we're saved by grace through faith. And we thought we'd go ahead and go out and do some good works. Amen? So I want to encourage you with this story today, so if everyone could just listen up. I got a story that I found about 20 years ago, and sometimes I just use it when I talk. So listen to this great story. In 1967, while I was taking a class in photography at the University of Cincinnati, I became acquainted with a young man named Charles Murray, who was also a student at the school and training for the Summer Olympics of 1968 as a high diver. Charles was very patient with me as I would speak to him for hours about Jesus Christ and how He had saved me. Charles was not raised in a home that attended any kind of church, so that I had to tell him what was so fascinating. He even began to ask questions about forgiveness of sin. Finally, the day came that I put the question to him. I asked if he realized his own need for a Redeemer and if he was ready to trust Jesus Christ as his Savior. Well, I saw his countenance fall and the guilt on his face, but his reply was no. In the days that followed, he was quiet, and often I felt he was avoiding me, until I got a phone call from him. He wanted to know where to look in the New Testament for some verses that I had given him about salvation, and if his name was written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I gave him the references to several passages, and I asked if I could meet him. He declined my offer, and he thanked me for the scriptures. I could tell that he was greatly troubled, but I did not know where he was, or I did not know how to help him. Because he was training for the Olympic Games, Charles had special privileges at the university pool facilities. Sometime between 10:30 and 11 o'clock that evening, he decided to go for a swim and practice a few dives. It was a clear night in October, and the moon was big and bright. The university pool was housed under a ceiling of glass panes, so the moon shone brightly across the top of the wall in the pool area. Charles climbed to the highest platform to take his first dive, and at that moment, the Spirit of God began to convict him of his sins. All the scripture that he read, all the occasions of witnessing to him about Christ, flooded his mind. He stood on the platform backwards to make a dive, and he spread his arms to gather his balance, and he looked up to the wall and saw his own shadow caused by the light of the moon. His shadow was in the shape of a cross. So he's standing in the platform backwards, ready to dive. And right there on the wall, he saw the cross. Listen to this. He could bear it no longer. He could bear the burden of sin. He broke down. He sat down on the platform and he asked God right there to save him. And he trusted Jesus Christ some 20 to 30 feet in the air. And then suddenly the lights turned on in the pool area, and the attendant had come in to check the pool. And Charles looked down from his platform and he saw that the pool was empty because they were ready to do some repairs. Isn't that amazing? I really thought God wanted everybody to hear that story today. Now, mixed in with some of the things that my dad said, God does know you. The word says, my sheep hear my voice. So if you're hearing God's voice, but you're lost, that's a good thing, because when you come to Christ and when you come to the cross, then your sins can be forgiven and your life will be changed forever. He will give you eternal life, and no one can take that away. Nobody. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world. Now, my sheep hear my voice. That's what Jesus said. Okay? If you're not concerned with this, then ask yourself, or ask the Lord, why am I not concerned with this? But if you are concerned with this, he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. So in love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in the accordance with the pleasure of his good will. Oh my Lord, God loves you. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and all understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and earth under one head, even Christ. In Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will. In order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of His glory, and you also were included with the truth in the gospel of your salvation, having believed. So, my sheep hear my voice, and I know my sheep, and I call them. And there's fellowship between us and Christ, because we hear Him, He hears us. Listen to this. Having believed, we were marked in Him with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory. Now let's give God a hand. Amen. Now, if you do not have the Holy Spirit, or maybe you just kind of feel dirty and like your sins are really bothering you, well, that's the Holy Spirit asking you to repent and go another way. But we're all sinners and we all fall short. There is no one righteous, not even one. For me to stand up here and tell you this, I have to admit that I am a broken sinner, lost without Christ. But I have a guarantee, the Holy Spirit. My inheritance is sure. I have a place in heaven. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. And I call them by name. And so there's a connection between us. If you're a Christian, there's a connection. If you have not received Jesus Christ as Lord, but you believe, that's a good thing. There's only one question every person must ask in his life. Is my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? We must consider this most serious question with all sobriety. If it is true that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, then when you hear the gospel, you respond. When you hear the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, you respond. Your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the creation of the world. I just read it. He predestined us, planned before the world began to be holy and blameless. And when we begin to come into that, we begin to understand, wow, I'm saved by grace through faith. This is not of myself. It is a gift of God, not of works. Because if it was something that I had to do to earn, I would boast. But we are God's masterpieces. Every single person, when I came in here this morning and I saw all the folks gathering around, I'm telling you what, we are one great family in Christ. Amen. We are one great family in Christ, but he wants you to know that we are His workmanship. We are the masterpiece of God, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Good works don't save you, but listen, we have to be about doing good works to glorify our Father. Well, I'm not in a position to do good works. Well, the gospel is pretty simple, right? I mean, listen to this. The gospel is so simple that it says even a child can understand it. Right? Even a child can understand it. This is the gospel, to believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then what else? What did Jesus say? Love one another. How do you love one another? Well, you do good works. You bless them. You care for them. You give to them. You honor them. You share with them. If your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and if you know that, and if you're not saved, you will never bow your knee to Jesus Christ. You will never bow your heart. You will never bow to the King of Glory. You will never confess His name as Lord. You will die in your sins only to go to hell forever and perish. And Jesus said that is why we must heed the words of the Bible. Paul said this, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. What about you? What about anybody in this room? Have you truly repented of your sins? Yeah, I tried that, but I keep going back. I repented, but I keep going back. I repented, but I keep going back. It's a struggle. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. You are saved for eternal life if you're one of God's sheep. Jesus said, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. This is the eternal security that the believer has, and it's found only through Christ, and your name has already been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Now, what is the difference between sheep and goats? To put it very simply, sheep listen and hear the shepherd's voice. Goats do just the opposite. May God help all of us to repent and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Amen. Jesus continued, He will put the sheep on His right hand and the goats on His left. And the King shall say to those on His right, those who confess Jesus as Lord, come, you who are blessed of my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. And then we read, He will say to those on His left, those who refuse to trust Christ, and we are saved by grace through faith. But He said to those who refuse to trust Christ, depart from me. You are cursed into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And finally, we read, when the wicked will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life. And there are only two destinies, never-ending heaven and never-ending hell. John writes this, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will never perish but have everlasting life. But suppose you do not want to believe in Christ. I do not want to believe in Him, and I will not believe in Him. Well, consider this alternative, okay? Just consider this. Whoever believes in the Son of God has eternal life. Whoever rejects the Son will not see life because the wrath of God remains on him. In Luke chapter 13:23, we read, someone asked Him, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? He said to them, make every effort to enter through the narrow door. I really do believe He's speaking to almost all of us in here. I really believe that. We are striving to walk through the narrow door. This is what Jesus said, and we're going to obey what He said. What do you mean, narrow door? Well, we know what that means. Keep your eye on Jesus and let the world be peripheral. You know what I mean? Don't keep your eye on the world and have Jesus over here. Keep Jesus on your focus and let the world go by. So make every effort to enter through the narrow door, He says, because many, I tell you, will try to enter in and will not be able to. That's going to be an awful day for someone. So hang in there and be encouraged. Let's walk through the narrow door. Because why? Because Christ paid a horrible price to save us from our sins, and He put our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. Our names are written in there. Make every effort to make our calling and election sure. Now is the time of God's favor. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time to repent and believe. Listen, when a sermon was preached years back in the book of Acts, we find when the people heard preaching like this, they were cut to the heart. When people heard the word preached for what it is, calling His people to repent, His people to repent. His people to change. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You have an inheritance, a promise, the promise that you, the guarantee that we will be in heaven one day. He said, when this kind of message is preached, I was cut to the heart. I had to make a decision. They, when they heard the message of the gospel, were cut to the heart. And then they said to Peter and the other apostles, they said, well, what should we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Where do I start, Dave? I don't know where to start. Go back to your local church. Talk to us. Get water baptized. Get started in growing in your relationship with the Lord. When the Gentiles heard messages like this back in the day, they were glad and they honored the word and all who were appointed for eternal life believed. If you believe in Jesus Christ, we are appointed to go to eternal life. Your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. God chose you before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless. Ephesians chapter 1. He chose us before the creation of the world. Your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the creation of the world. You believe in Jesus Christ and your eternal destiny is heaven. So repent of your sins. Man, get with it. We are saved by grace through faith, and it's not of ourselves. It's God's gift, not of works, lest we would boast. And we are His masterpieces, beautiful human beings. We talk, we walk, we move, we create things, we do things. We're special people. I've never seen a dog have a conversation with a cat. I've never seen a house build a house. I never saw a car design a car. But God, listen. We are His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Let's get on with it. Amen. I mean, let's get out of here today and let's do a good work. Just one good work. And try not to let anybody see you. I mean, it's not about because once somebody sees you, if you're doing it for the wrong motive, says, man, you sure do some good work. And you're like, glad he saw that. Well, then you already have your reward because we got praise of men. But there's nothing wrong with praising somebody who does a good job. But when you do a good work, God the Father sees that. And we get, I'm excited to see what kind of rewards we get. Man, it's going to be wonderful. He's a good, good Father. He is a good, good Father. Amen. I'll tell you what, I've read most of the Bible. There's some books I have not read and I probably will never read. But I'm still saved. You know, I don't do this to look good. I study and I read the Bible because I love Jesus. Because my name has been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I have a guarantee of heaven because of what Christ did. And now we have to be on to doing good works. Are you a car mechanic? Do something for nothing. Are you a pastor? Build somebody a porch, you know what I mean? Or a carpenter, I'm sorry. Are you an electrician? Be careful. Okay, let's move on. You kind of get the point. How can I be saved? Here it is real quick, and then we're going to close up. Okay? So, Jesus Christ came as a man, was sent from heaven with the Word and the Spirit, and He speaks the truth. And when my sheep hear my voice, and when they will listen, they will hear. They will be baptized, and they will be joined within the church. They will persevere and they will do good works and bear good fruit. They will bear good fruit. And their names have already been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Who's a believer in here? Man, look at all these hands. Everybody, our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the creation of the world. And we have the guarantee of the Holy Spirit. What must I do to be saved? Well, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus. Thank Jesus for the gift of life. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, new has come. What's that one mean? Well, before I was a Christian, I ignored helping people. When I became a Christian, I began helping people. Before I was a Christian, or you might be a Christian and walking in rebellion, and your name's still written in the Lamb's Book of Life. What does God say? You're His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. And when we leave out of here, I pray, that's my only prayer, is that you would do something special for someone. If you're not saved, and you hear this message, God's calling you. Talk to someone. Break down. Ask God to forgive your sins. And He will. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, first and foremost, we want to thank You for all the volunteers who came out today to serve, to help. Lord, thank You for all the people who are behind the scenes and pray. And most of all, thank You for the folks that come out to get food and clothing. We love them. We pray that what we do is always in Jesus' name. And we thank You, Jesus, for being so real. Holy Spirit, walk with us, be with us. We love You. And everyone in this room say amen.